Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, in this moment of wisdom, I want to share in Proverbs 6. Wisdom is so important. You know, we share this daily, but wisdom is so important because it's a proper application of knowledge. And Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19 says, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, and false witness that pours out lies. A man who stirs up dissension among his brothers. There's a lot there.
There's a lot.
You're talking about haughty eyes. You know, this is the spirit that makes one overestimate himself,
right,
and underestimate others. Either way, you're not all that, and they're not none of that in your eyes.
Right.
You know, we can't move in pride. You know, God resists the proud. Just with that alone, if we could just be reminded and have that revelation that every time you move in the spirit of pride, God has to resist you.
Yeah.
You can't be in his presence. You know, a lying tongue. God is truth. How can we as believers live a life or tell lies that are full of deception? I mean, we must walk in the truth and live in the light. Satan is a liar and the father of lies. And I'm afraid that many don't even give thought to their ways these days. It's just like, okay.
Right.
It's like, did you just realize that was a lie? It's just become so commonplace.
Yeah.
There's no time for conviction. There's no time to catch up. There's no time to pause. And maybe that's been happening to you. You may need to draw back and say, you know, start self-correcting. And when God convicts you, and you mean you got to go back and just fix it. So you know what? I said something the other day, and I actually, that wasn't the truth.
Right.
And repent, ask for forgiveness, and move forward. But God hates a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. You know, think about the abortions and the murder we talked about earlier in the first hour. Feet that are quick to rush into evil. I mean, this is what God hates, a false witness that pours out lies. I mean, here it is again. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is two of them in a row. A false one that pours out lies. He truly hates the deception and trickery. It's the only real power that the enemy has, you know, and those that are his children, is trickery and deception, because he has no power. The enemy has no power.
Right.
He has to deceive you. He has to bring deceptive ways and deceptive strategies to get you to buy into a lie instead of living in God's truth. A man who stirs up dissension among his brothers. Dissension is strong disagreement, contention, or quarrel. And we read this earlier in the previous highlight, but John 13:35 says, by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
Right.
Dissension should not be amongst the body. All it takes is for the mature person to go first and say, you know, I was wrong.
That's
or
right.
Ask for forgiveness or make amends
and
make things right. Because what's important to the Lord is that there's no dissension in the body of Christ. So wisdom moment for today is found in Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among his brothers.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.